From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The one man convicted and sentenced to life for the 1988 Lockerbie bombing in Scotland has returned home to Libya. He was allowed to leave prison on compassionate grounds because he's dying of cancer. 270 people died when Pan Am Flight 103 exploded. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Lockerbie, the Libyan's release has come under strong criticism.
57-year-old Abdel Basset Al-Megrahi left a Scottish jail a free man today. Compassionate release is an established feature of the British judicial system when a prisoner is near to death. But Al-Megrahi had served just 8 years of a life sentence for planting the bomb on the Pan Am flight. Scottish Justice Secretary Kenny MacAskill made the announcement at a lunchtime news conference.
Compassion and mercy are about upholding the beliefs that we seek to live by, remaining true to our values as a people, no matter the severity of the provocation or the atrocity perpetrated. For these reasons, it is my decision that Mr. Abdel Basset Al-Megrahi be released on compassionate grounds and allowed to return to Libya to die.
The move has angered many in the United States. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and other senior U.S. politicians had very bluntly told the Scottish government the U.S. was against the release of Al-Megrahi. Today, President Obama added his voice.
We have been in contact with the Scottish government indicating that we objected to this. And we thought it was a mistake.
The president said the U.S. has also been in touch with the Libyan government to try to make sure there were no public celebrations to greet Al-Megrahi's return. There have been accusations denied by the British government that the release has been part of a deal in exchange for British access to Libyan oil. Many of the family members of American victims, such as Stephanie Bernstein, whose husband died on Flight 103, believe as much. She and others are furious with the Scottish government's decision today.
He, as a convicted prisoner, should have served the rest of his sentence in jail. If we were talking about bin Laden or one of bin Laden's henchmen in that jail, would you and I be having this discussion? I don't think so.
The Scottish and wider British reaction to the release, however, even among the relatives of those killed, has been somewhat different. There are plenty of people who also feel that Al-Megrahi should have died in a Scottish jail. But there are many, like long-term Lockerbie residents George McKennell and Roger Grant, out today on the streets of the town, not far from the memorial to those who died, who believe that Al-Megrahi was just a scapegoat.
I think he's innocent. Well, I think the wrong man's been convicted. I think a lot of the people from here think that too. I think he should be released.
My take is that there were others involved, and those others haven't been brought to justice. Therefore, full justice hasn't been seen to be done. And in my view, Megrahi should be sent back on compassionate grounds. Yeah.
Abdel Basset Al-Megrahi arrived back in the Libyan capital Tripoli this evening to be greeted by thousands of his flag-waving countrymen. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Lockerbie, Scotland.